Do you feel like the offense is progressing still?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're getting better every game. I mean, we had a fallback this week, but I put that on my shoulders, I mean, more than anybody else's.
Why? So,
I mean, there was a lot of plays I could have made that I just didn't make, you know. I mean, everybody else did good. I just got to step my game up.
You put a statistical number on yourself. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, obviously winning is the goal, but to gain over 100 yards or 125 or... With the goal, obviously, the main goal being to win, but I mean...
I mean, I wouldn't say I really do. Just to be the best on the field, and I mean, just do the little things right. I mean, if you do those things and the little things right, then the big time plays and stats and all that come, the kind of stuff will come. So,
how do you think the offensive line has played so far? I gave up 5 sacks on Saturday.
I mean, that was one of those things where I probably missed a couple of protections, and you know, I take credit for some of those sacks. So, I mean, you can't really put that on them. I mean, they're still doing a great job this season, and I still think they're one of the best offensive line, if not the best offensive line in the country. So,
how much do you talk to them about, you know, getting through holes quicker, or you know, what you guys can do to work together to you know, make those running plays go from 2 yards to 3 or 3 to 4 or whatever it takes to get that next extra yard or two?
I mean, we're always just, you know, telling each other to go harder. You know, I mean, ideally, everybody's going 150%, but, you know, you always try to get that 200 or, you know, as much as you can out of them. So,
how do you solve this Northwestern puzzle?
We win.
How do you beat Northwestern? How do you do it? Iowa hasn't been able to do it lately.
I haven't done it, so I wouldn't know. I mean, ideally, I mean, just go out there and play harder than they are, you know. Just make more plays and put more points on the board.
How do you go about flushing the Penn State loss and making sure that Penn State doesn't beat you twice, so to speak?
I say you just got to get it out of your mind, you know. I mean, it leaves a bad taste, and you just have to let it motivate you and fuel you to practice harder and play harder this coming week. So.
Saturday, you guys were able to get Brad Rogers back into the mix. How does he change what you guys want to do offensively? How does he benefit you as a running back as far as what he provides to the field?
I mean, he's a great running back. He's, you know, he just gives me a break on third downs. You know, he'll come in sometimes in those blocking situations, gives me a break a little bit. So it's definitely nice.
You had a conversation with Coach last year about whether you were going to redshirt or not. What was it like? You obviously wanted to play, probably, and I think they wanted you to play.
Yeah, I mean, when I got hurt, you know, everybody was telling me that, you know, I should probably redshirt, but in the back of my mind, I didn't want to redshirt, and it never really crossed my mind. I mean, Coach came in to me and says, you know, it was my decision, but and I told him I wanted to play, so. Mm-hmm.
Does, you know, when you look at a guy like Canzari, I'm sure he had a little tougher decision, because I don't think it was automatic that he would play, but he's offered a role. What's it like for him?
I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, different circumstances, but, I mean, he's basically our number two, number three guy right now. So, I mean, he's going to get playing time. It's just not if, it's more a win.
But you obviously have no regrets because you walked in and you contributed.
I mean, definitely. Anything I can do to help the team win, and, I mean, that's what fueled my decision to try to come back.